Welcome to the Can Be Now podcast. We are the best and easiest way to stay connected to what's happening in your hometown. I'm your host, Tyler Frankie. Murder, mayhem, and music? That's what's on the menu for today's show as we sit down with the cast and director of Curtains, the new musical comedy from Canby High School Theater. We'll even bring you a sneak peek from that production as you, the audience, join Lieutenant Frank Chaffee in trying to uncover who done it. Put away your earplugs, listeners. It's the spoiler-free zone here today on the Canby Now podcast. But first, the news. CTV Channel 5 is Canby's public access television station. But exactly how open it is to the public became a subject of some debate last week when resident Hannah Ray Lambert appeared before the Canby City Council to express concerns about her difficulties using the station and its equipment. CTV5 has long been known as a place where anyone can go to learn about TV, filmmaking, and even produce their own shows or other content. But Lambert said her many efforts to reach station staff and request studio time had gone virtually unanswered for months. She later provided us copies of emails, Facebook messages, and texts that verify her attempts to work with station representatives to produce local content for CTV5.
I honestly don't know what to do anymore. No one is giving me answers. Over the past year, I've gone all the way up the chain of command, and I understand that everyone is just doing the best they can, but this station is supposed to be available for use by the public. It is a valuable asset to the community. It provides hands-on experience for people interested in the communications business. It gives people of all ages a creative outlet, and it offers great exposure for businesses, organizations, and anyone who has something to say.
Reached this week, CTV5 Board President Ryan Oliver said that he has been in contact with Lambert and that the station is working to address her frustrations. He admitted that there have been some changes to the station's approach since the departure of its former manager, Tony Gonzalez, last November, including a reluctance to loan out equipment without supervision. Oliver said the station has also been working through an inventory process that took a lot longer than we anticipated. Finally, CTV has a serious need for volunteers. The station has only one paid staff member, and without more volunteers, it is severely limited in how open to the public it can truly be. Even so, we are not closed, Oliver says. We are looking for volunteers, but CTV5 is open for business. Vibrant, charming, multicultural, thriving, variety, family-oriented. These are some of the words that sum up what an estimated 75 local residents and civic leaders said when asked what they wanted downtown Canby to look like in the future. The exercise was part of a community visioning forum hosted by Hanlon Development last weekend at its new Dahlia building on the corner of 2nd and Ivy. Attendees were also asked questions like, what is your favorite small business in Canby? And what businesses does downtown Canby need? Mary Hanlon, founder and principal of Hanlon Development, said the answers to that last question ended up looking a lot like their own wish list for the Canby Civic Block. The list of business ideas that community members came up with was very similar to ideas of businesses we would like to recruit, Hanlon said. This was great validation. Hanlon also received feedback on potential barriers to leasing space at the Dahlia, including the cost and the risks inherent to starting any new business. We want to hear these things because we want to make the project successful, and if we need to make changes to make it work, we will, Hanlon said. If the Civic Block is successful, all businesses downtown benefit. Retail succeeds when there are many reasons for people to be in a neighborhood and walk from one location to another. Hanlon and her partners will be continuing their efforts to spark local entrepreneurship and economic development with a small business boot camp this weekend. For more information about this free opportunity or to register, visit canbycivicblock.com/events. What should Clackamas County do about the Canby Ferry? It's a question the County Transportation and Development Department has been studying for the better part of a year, and a meeting has now been set for local residents to hear what they've learned. The county is concerned about the future of the ferry, which has a legacy in Canby that stretches back over 100 years. But it's expensive to maintain, expensive to use at $5 per car per trip, and will be very expensive to replace when that time comes in an estimated 15 to 20 years. The county has been studying several options, including building a new bridge, doing away with the ferry, or simply leaving things the way they are, at least until the MJ Lee has to be replaced. At the upcoming meeting, county staff will present their findings of the cost and impact of these various alternatives, followed by a Q&A. The meeting will take place from 6 to 8:30 p.m., January 15, 2019, at Canby Foursquare Church. A later hearing will be scheduled before the Clackamas County Board of Commissioners to give the public the chance to provide input and testimony before they make their decision. A quick update for you sports fans, the last of this season. Last night, the Canby girls soccer team fell in their Sweet 16 second round playoff match against 5th-seeded Sunset High School. Canby took the 2-1 lead with a goal by Ellie Shorter with 23 minutes left in regulation, but Sunset was able to answer off a penalty kick a few minutes later, and the game went to overtime. Sunset scored the only goal in OT, and Canby fell just short of pulling off their second major upset of the postseason. All in all, it was a thrilling end to a sensational season by the Cougars, and we congratulate them for their hard work and for giving it everything they had. We'll be back for the winter season to bring you results, highlights, and commentary for Canby Cougars basketball, swimming, and wrestling. Go Cougars! Written by John Kander, Fred Ebb, and Rupert Holmes, Curtains is a parody of backstage murder mystery plots that takes place in 1950s-era Boston. The cast of the Canby High School Theater production includes Jonah Sheevy, Tatum Pearson, Candace Moore, Susan Nash, Ben Wing, and Xander Leighton. It's directed by Craig Holbrook.
Okay, so one of my guests today is Craig Holbrook. He's the director of the Canby High School Theater and also involved in director and design and all kinds of stuff for Canby Community Theater. So my first question is, Craig, you seem like too normal of a guy to be that involved in theater.
It's strange as you say that because right. I do straddle a lot of worlds.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sort of the jock in the theater.
I feel like you have a secret life where you throw on a black cape and like wrap a scarf and have one of those French hats. Is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
The artistic beret.
Yes.
And,
yes,
and the,
yes.
And then the plaid shirt.
Yeah.
You know?
Of course. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, go ahead. You straddle different worlds, you were saying.
Yeah, I've always been a part of a lot of different groups, whether it's the Boy Scouts or an athlete, and then theater and the theater arts. And so it's strange when I'm in the theater, I can, you know, talk theater talk, and then when I'm out in the other world, I can still.
And that's probably true of a lot of us. We, you know, kind of live in different worlds and kind of are different, a little bit different people depending on our context, where we happen to be, so. So Curtains is your show for this season at the high school.
Yep.
Tell me about why you picked it.
The students last year at the end of the school year gave us sort of some parameters to look at.
Okay.
And one of them was no tap because we didn't have a lot of tap dancers. So
okay.
It's like, okay, the boyfriend and some others are out.
Okay.
And then...
I would have said no tap, too.
Yeah. Tap can be fun, and the audiences love it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a struggle, and it can be a hard chore. But then, so I took those parameters and just started pouring through
videos. They did want musicals, though?
Yes.
Okay.
So we usually do one musical and one straight play.
Gotcha.
Back in the day, we did three.
Yeah.
But time constraints and budget makes it more difficult.
Gotcha.
So I was directing the musical. So my chore was to go find the show that fit. And then when I watched this show... it was a joy. It was fun. Mm. And I knew we had the company that could do the show.
Okay.
When I saw it, I didn't go, okay, he would be him and he would be and she would be that. I knew that people, our company, was talented enough to move them around. Like, if he played this, then this domino falls here.
Gotcha.
And so that fit our company really well.
Yeah.
And it's fun.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So I always like to ask... what kind of impact do you see it kind of having on your students as far as going through this process with this kind of fun period piece a little bit? How do you see it influencing them?
Well,
what do you hope that they learn from it?
I hope that they just develop the skills. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, there's talent
but
and there's
the
craft.
Skills.
But not the murder skills.
Okay.
Let's avoid those at all costs.
Yeah.
But maybe the deduction skills of how to, you know, get yourself
that would
out.
That be good.
And... so that they can learn to a process of developing character, of working on stage. And I try and my main thing is treat them all like adults, even if this is their first show ever.
Yeah.
Like, okay. And
so you,
like,
you
dress for
you
the,
yell at them if they mess something
yes.
up. I'm kidding.
It's all love. You know, dress for the job you want.
Okay.
So I treat them as if we're doing the most professional show we can.
Yeah. For sure.
And then, so I set my expectations high and push them to get there.
Cool.
You know, and I've been very proud of them because they're all just achieving.
Yeah.
You know, and doing great.
So we're about to kick it over to, we got the chance to talk to two of your leads, Jonah Sheevy and Susan Nash. You want to talk about them real quick before we kick it over to them? They're going to tell us really more about the show and their involvement with it.
I've worked with Jonah several times. He's done the summer show. And Jonah approaches his work like he's a character actor.
Okay.
And I told him, this time, you're a leading man.
Yeah.
And so you don't find...
So you don't have to work at all. You
just be you. But that's very important because he wants to start acting with a capital A and find a character voice. And I'm like, no, I want you to be you and I want you to be honest.
Yeah.
And because when we invest in the character's emotional life and who they are, we're more interested.
Mm.
If that's just a character up there,
right.
You know, we're not, okay, it's entertaining, but
cool.
but I'm not invested. And with Susan is very active, and she moves, and her feet move. So
oh, my
we've
gosh,
worked,
she does.
Yes. So we've worked real hard. Still, be still and be in control.
Yes.
Because, you know, when they're doing all this movement and stuff, we lose focus, and you don't have the same impact with your dialogue.
Yeah.
Whereas
Makes
if
sense.
You're clean and specific, that's my favorite word, specificity.
Uh-huh.
The more specific choices you can make, the better and the more impact it has.
Cool.
And so with both of them, it's clean it up, keep it sharp. And they're already at a really great level.
Yeah, awesome.
So it's like fine tuning with those two, you know.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you very much, Craig.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm here with Jonah Sheevy.
Hello.
I got it. And Susan Nash.
Yeah.
You guys are in the upcoming show Curtains at Canby High School. Yeah. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good.
Yeah.
Good.
So I haven't seen the show. We were just talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
So no spoilers. Let's not get into spoilers
here. That's important.
Okay.
But I want to know who you guys play and whether or not you die in the show.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Okay. That would be a spoiler, right?
Yeah. Right. Who lives?
There might be close counters.
Yeah. They're definitely like close encounters for both of our characters.
I said no spoilers, guys. Come on, just tell me who you play. Tell me about your characters.
Okay. I play Lieutenant Frank Chaffee.
Okay.
And he's a detective.
Right.
And he comes in all this madness that's happening. There's this big number about the solemn, you know, Jessica.
We should say, this is a musical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So you get to sing a lot.
Oh, yeah. I got like two numbers.
Yeah. You do flips.
I hope.
Okay. So he's crazy.
He can be. He's crazy about theater. You know, he's good at his job. He's, you know, gets to the point. But when theater's involved,
loves theater, loves to be a detective. Okay, cool. So we got Lieutenant Chaffee.
Yeah. I play Carmen Bernstein. She's one of the producers of the show. She's, like, in, like, a little, like, team with her husband. And they, like, go around and they produce shows and stuff like that. And she's, like, this brassy, you know, lady from New York. And she has, like, a few songs where she's, like, just, like, belting. I haven't really, like, worked on an accent. It's definitely, like, the tone in which, like, you speak, it's very, like, flat, like, what do you want, is, you know, very, like, straight to the point.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. No nonsense.
Exactly.
Can I tell you something? I'm terrible at accents. I'm the worst. I'm not even going to try because I'd have to delete this recording.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Yeah.
Anything else about your character?
She does not die. Like, I thought
no,
you wanted...
Susan? Maybe she does. We don't know,
maybe
guys.
Maybe I do.
I don't. You'll have to come see it to find out. So tell me just a little bit about the show. Is it fun to be a part of?
Oh, it's so much fun.
Yeah.
Like, so it's a show within a show, and it's a murder mystery, so, like, you have all these, like, layers, like, going when you, like, describe it, I guess. So, like, it starts out With the
and it's a newer show. We're talking about that.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun to have a show that's a little bit newer that people may not have seen a million
exactly.
times.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's nice
Greece
to not do
something
produced by DreamWorks or Disney or Shakespeare, because that's all we've been doing.
Yeah, the past couple
just
of years.
Just alternating DreamWorks and Shakespeare.
It's so nice to change. Really.
I mean, like, what more do you want?
Okay, so show within a show.
Okay.
Takes place in like the 20s, 40s, something like that.
50s.
50s.
Yeah.
Okay, I was close.
Okay, so it starts, like, in the show, like, there's, it's, like, the last number of, like, these people's, like, opening night, and it's a very, like, it's kind of, like, an allusion to, like, Oklahoma, because, like, it's called, like, Robin Hood, but it's, like, a Wild West, like, thing, so they're, like...
When does a phantom show up?
Ooh, it's not, like, a...
I think he dies.
Oh, he does, okay.
Yeah.
He does.
So you guys look for the phantom. He finally gets his.
Oh, yeah.
So when, like, so, like, the curtain, like, goes down, and then, like, the leading lady, like, collapses, and they're like, oh, my gosh, like, what's going on? And then, like, we have, like, this huge, like, number. Or it's not, like, a huge number, but, like, the producers and, like, the people that are, like, the investors and, like, the lyricist are just, like, looking at the newspapers, and their show is just, like, torn to pieces by, like, critics.
Ouch. And, I hate that.
Yeah. So they're just, like, torn apart, and they're like, oh, what are we going to do? Like, we can't, you know, like, let's just have, like, a closing night party, I guess, you know? But, like, it's their opening night, so it's funny.
Right.
I don't come in until later. So,
okay.
like, I literally just saw that scene for the first time today. Like, I did
so
not know
fun.
What the beginning of the show was.
Right.
Yeah.
They keep you in, like, a box.
Away
from everybody else. So
a little bit. There's like a. There's just a door.
When
I can leave anytime.
When you see Jonah on stage, he's he really
he's
is
just...
confused. He has no idea.
Yeah.
What's going. When he's acting confused, that's not acting. He's like, am I in a play? I don't even know.
Apparently, someone was murdered. I don't
How
know
did
if
I
it
get
just
here?
Happened. Or...
He's really trying to figure it out on stage. Yeah, which is so cool.
Yeah, and then Jonah's character shows up, and he's so funny. He's like, so we have like this number where we're like mourning the loss of our like. Star, but it's kind of like funny because we all didn't really enjoy her because she was kind of like a bad actress. Like it's the entire show we're just kind of like throwing shade at this one girl, and it's
I feel bad for her.
Yeah.
And
poor
the,
Jessica.
Yeah, and the character's named Jessica.
Yeah, and like the girl who
Jessica?
Plays Jessica is Jessica.
Jessica named Jessica.
Yeah,
I feel really bad for Jessica.
Right yeah.
Yeah,
for both Jessica.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jessica's.
Yeah.
Next, I want you guys to give Jessica a hug next time you see her. Just she'll know what it means. So.
Yeah. Yeah. But then, like, Jonah's character shows up, and he's so funny. He's like, oh, like, I hate to, like, interrupt rehearsal. Like.
Oh, yeah, there's, when I come in, basically my first line introduces the two sides of Chaffee. You know, he's, like, in there, showing his business, telling him he's a lieutenant.
Yeah.
But then immediately he sees all the spotlights, and he's, like, in theater mode.
Perform.
He was, like, he's seeing all these wonderful people that are almost to Broadway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just that whole big moment with him. But then right after he introduces himself, they're in the middle of, like, this morning, like, operatic song.
Yeah.
So he's super confused when they start, like, belting the high
heavens.
Yeah.
But he lives with it. He thinks it's cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
How did you guys get into theater? Because I actually did theater when I was in high school.
Ooh.
Let me tell you how I got it. It was because I'm bad at sports, and I got cut from the basketball team. But I ended up really liking theater, and I'm glad that I fell into that as my plan B. So was it like that for you guys?
Not really. I'm sorry. I've never been, terribly athletic, so I, like, relate, like, really hard.
Yeah.
I started theater, like, I think 5th grade, 4th grade, something like that. And it was, like, my grandma, her, like, friend from, like, book club or somewhere, you know, like, just her friend was like, oh, like, her granddaughter is in this thing called Journey Theater Arts Group. And it was, like, this place in, like, Portland where we would meet, like, I think twice weekly or something. And we'd do, like, acting classes, singing classes, dance classes. You could, like, sign up for, like, whichever one you wanted.
Yeah.
And then, like, they would do, like, big, like, shows. Like, they did, like, Fiddler on the Roof. And they also did Guys and Dolls. I was in... So my first show that I was in Guys and Dolls.
Oh, big debut.
Oh, yeah. I was, I was, like, a chorus member. And, like, in the beginning, it's, like, shows, like, New York, and it's, like, da-da-da-da-da, you know?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
music
really
in a musical. But it's this like big like fanfare-ish thing, and it's just like, you know, like the New York like city life. Like, I don't know if you know like Guys and Dolls. You're kind of like familiar.
I've seen Dolls and Guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No. So it's like this 1920s New York. Like there's like gamblers and like, you know.
They have those like long cigarettes.
Ooh, yes.
Yes.
10 out of 10. We do not encourage smoking.
No,
we still
none the but if you were in the 1920s.
Yeah, and, like, I was, like, dressed all in pink, and I had, like, shopping bags that had nothing in them, you know, because it's, like, a prop.
Because you're acting.
Yeah, and I walked across the stage, and I was like, this is so good.
It was in your blood.
Yeah, I loved it so much, and I was, like, in it, like, with my cousin, and my cousin's, like, my age, so we'd be like, oh my gosh, like, you got to do that.
Yeah.
And then, like, I started doing theater in middle school, and that's when me and Jonah met, because we were in,
the one and only Santa Claus.
The one and only Santa Claus, so we would have, in, at Baker Prairie, they have, like, Christmas shows, like, you know, winter shows, and then they have, like, a spring show.
That's how they get people to go, because it's like, at least it's Christmas oriented. If it wasn't, I don't want to watch these little kids perform.
Right. Yeah, no.
So Santa Claus is obviously the spring show.
Yeah, 10 out of 10.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No.
And when we like met, it was he was supposed to be like this like newscaster person. Yuletide. We all had like puns for names.
Okay.
And like I was like this person in the North Pole.
Merry Christmas.
And my name was Mary, like M-A-R-Y, Christmas.
Yeah.
And it was so good. And I would like I was like,
I feel
oh
like
yeah.
That's an easy pun. I'm just gonna say.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's not that good.
Yeah.
Right at the get go, when I met Susan, like. Out of everyone in our cast, you know, I can say cast for like middle school, it's not
right.
Professional.
Yeah.
It's more
she had like potential.
Yeah.
She had super potential. She had and she used to like even though like you've grown up and you've matured, like you had all this energy and you literally like bounce on stage when
you guys can't see her. She's not stopped moving.
Yeah.
Talking, she's like bouncing up and down.
I'm so excited.
Really cool.
She has a lot of energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Jonah's, like, always been, like, oh, just, like, beacon of just, like, talent. He, like, just, like, earlier, he was just playing, like, Titanic, you know, on the piano.
Don't
expose
me. Oh, exposed. I should have got audio
of that. Right? Oh, God, piano right there, Jonah.
No, there's not. They don't know that.
So maybe there is. There's pianos all around us. You guys don't know.
You don't know who dies. You don't know if there's a piano in the room.
Oh, yeah, there's actually a piano that we carry around stage, Act 1.
Yeah. Or there's not, you know.
The piano dies.
The piano dies. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, well, any final thoughts? You want to give one last advertisement here and get people to come out?
Oh, yes.
You?
The show is so fun. Like, even though, like, you know, like, oh, curtains, what's that? Like, it's just, like, another reason, like, to come and see it and, like, to come and support. Because, like, we work so hard. Like, we just, like, I have, like, paint all over my hands. Because, like, we have, like, work days and stuff like that where, like, the cast.
They make you paint the school.
Oh, yeah. But the cast
child
will, like,
labor.
Yeah, the cast and crew will come in, like, on, like, Saturdays, too, and, like, put in, like, some, like, however many hours of work, like, building sets and, like, getting props ready. And we're just really excited about this show.
Cool.
Yeah.
What about you, Jonah? Final thoughts?
I'm excited. It makes me feel good to... Because, you know, my 8th grade year, you know, that was, like, my senior year of middle school, you know, I got to play Yuletide, the leading man... And it's good to do that again.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much for being on the show, guys.
Thank you so much
Thank
for
you.
Having us.
Absolutely.
And will you be wanting me any further, Lieutenant?
No, but I do have some questions for your boyfriend.
Well, I don't have a boyfriend.
Oh, gosh. Actually, Miss Harris, I'd like to take you into my confidence regarding this investigation.
Why is that?
Well, because if I don't, there's really no reason for us to keep talking.
Well, take me into your confidence with confidence, Lieutenant.
Something's very wrong here. I just met an opening night cast that seemed incredibly eager to close.
Well, I can understand how they might feel. They all gave up wonderful jobs and hit Broadway musicals to work up here in Boston. I've never performed outside of the city, and Bambi's had to fight her mother at every step just to be in the chorus. The rest of the cast are underpaid and overworked, though surely not enough to drive any of them to murder.
Oh, keep in mind I'm within arm's reach at any hour of the day or night.
You think I'm in some danger?
No, that was a completely unrelated thought.
You live with danger on a daily basis, don't you, Lieutenant?
Oh, most of the time it's just paperwork and procedure. Detectives don't have an opening night, Miss Harris. We make our entrance after the curtain has fallen on someone else's life.
But it's a calling, isn't it? Like a doctor or a teacher?
Or an actor.
I suppose you're right. I can't imagine doing anything else with my life. It's not wrong to be married to one's work, is it?
No, not at all. but sometimes it's no honeymoon. When I finish my work and I look at the week that's ahead, it's mostly just lunch counter mornings and coffee shop nights.
Well, it's reassuring to have such a dependable schedule, like matinees every Wednesday.
Or brisket and broad beach each Thursday.
With your friends.
I like my pals, but sometimes I think the life I lead is a little bit gray.
But your acting roles, don't those make for a change?
Oh, Miss Harris, from May 23rd to the 12th of June, when I turn my life over to the swell of street players, that's more than a vacation for me. It's an overture of hope, the curtain rising, and the greatest joy of my life. But for the rest of the year, there are plenty of low days and not many heights. I don't mean to seem forward, but might I walk you home?
Oh, I'd be delighted. But you said we're not allowed to leave.
Darn it.
Catch Curtains today, tomorrow, and Saturday, and November 8th, 9th, and 10th at the Richard R. Brown Fine Arts Center. All performances at 7 p.m. Upcoming events this weekend, it's going to be busy. It's First Friday this week in downtown Canby. Visit participating businesses for special discounts, live music, and other fun. One of the main highlights this month will be an open house at Heavenly Bridal Boutique on First Avenue. Stop by for gift bags, door prizes, refreshments, and free limo rides. I always say any limo ride is free if you run fast enough, but that's just me. Also, the Gigi Wiggins Soft Soul Review will perform live at Gwen's Coffee House starting at 7 p.m., and the Book Nook will be hosting a meet and greet with local author Miranda Mayer, also at 7. For a complete lineup of events, visit our website. Also on Friday, Clackamas Community College is hosting a free Day of the Dead celebration, or a Celebración de Día de los Muertos. That was terrible. Anyway, the event will be from 5 to 8 p.m. at the CCC Community Center. Enjoy piñata decorating, face painting, traditional treats, music, and much more, in partnership with Bridging Cultures Canby and other local organizations. Speaking of music, Thrill Ride will be at the Double Ought Ranch from 9 p.m. Friday to 1 a.m. Saturday. After you recover from that, the Oregon Trail Pitch Vipers are holding their annual craft and collectibles fair from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Canby Adult Center. Get an early shot of holiday cheer at the fun and musical event. Then, why not give it a shot yourself? It's karaoke night at the Wild Hair Saloon in Canby. Come enjoy the voices of Canby's talented singers and, you know, other kinds of singers every first Saturday night at the Wild Hair. Free admission, 21 and older only. The fun gets underway at 8 p.m. To stay up to date with everything that's going on in town or to submit your own event, visit canbynowpod.com/calendar. And that's our show. I'm your host, Tyler Franke. Our producer is Tyler Clausen. Special thanks to our guests today, Craig Holbrook, Jonah Sheevy, and Susan Nash, and the cast and crew of Curtains. Hey, if you liked what you just heard, please let us know. Write a review for us on Facebook, iTunes, or your favorite podcast app, and don't forget to subscribe so you never miss our latest episodes. You definitely won't want to miss Monday's show. We'll be saying goodbye to Cheryl Snow, longtime director of the Clackamas Arts Alliance, and we'll have our first intervention on the Canby Now podcast, as I confront our producer about how one of his decisions is affecting me personally. If you have a news tip, an idea for a guest we should invite on the program, or suggestions for how we can improve, please connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Canby Now, or on our website, canbynowpod.com. Thanks for listening.